the name of Jesus. Praise the Son of God. Oh, glory, glory be to Christ, our King.
Christ, our King.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began our program with the Paul Johnson Singers and that wonderful chorus, Praise the Name of Jesus. Right now in the background, it's Rob and Gilly Bennett and their guitars and the song, We Are Here to Praise You. And that's why we are here today on a call to worship, to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer and our Restorer, and to praise Him in word and in song. Coming up a little later on in the broadcast, we're going to share a psalm that we have not used in 20 years on the air. It's hard to believe, but according to my records here, it's true. And I think it's about time that we use Psalm 94. We're going to share verses 1 through 21 of Psalm 94 from the New Living Translation just a little later on in the broadcast. And our devotional today is going to deal with worry. Are you a worrier? Do you feel anxious at times? I guess these days in this country and around the world, we're wondering, God, are you still in control? Do you really know what's going on? Well, I think that some people believe that worry is a sin for Christians, because it indicates that we don't think God is still in control. And we wonder whether Satan is getting a foothold and winning the battle. We're going to be talking about dealing with worry, how we can go about it, and how we need to turn everything in our life over to our Lord. And of course, lots of great worship and praise music coming up in this hour as well. So thank you for joining me here on A Call to Worship. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who died and shed his blood to take away the sins of the world. Father, this program is for you. You are the audience. We are the worshipers. And we want to express our love, our appreciation, our thankfulness, our commitment to you, Heavenly Father. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will anoint this hour, anoint the songs and the scripture and the thoughts that we share all the way along. So if there's somebody listening today, Lord, who doesn't have a personal relationship with you, I pray that they might feel your Holy Spirit drawing them to you, Heavenly Father, and they might also rejoice today that their sins are forgiven and they have an eternal place with you in heaven that they can count on, Lord, as being secure and waiting for them. Father, take great pleasure in our adoration. Thank you so much for giving us your Holy Spirit as a down payment on what you're going to continue to do for us and through us and with us all through eternity. Lord, we do praise your holy name today. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. And as the word says, someday every knee will bow at the name of Jesus, whether they be in heaven or on earth or under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, how sweet that name of Jesus sounds. It is truly the sweetest name of all, because Jesus, your name is life.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his
something about that
Today I'd like to share with you a psalm that we have never used before here on Call to Worship. Here is Psalm 94, verses 1 through 21, taken from the New Living Translation. O Lord, the God to whom vengeance belongs, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice be seen. Arise, O Judge of the earth, sentence the proud to the penalties they deserve. How long, O Lord, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? Hear their arrogance, how these evildoers boast. They oppress your people, Lord, hurting those you love. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say, and besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is the one who made your ears deaf? Is the one who formed your eyes blind? He punishes the nations. Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you are doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts, that they are worthless. Happy are those whom you discipline, Lord, and those whom you teach from your law. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug for the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his own special possession. Judgment will come again for the righteous, and those who are upright will have a reward. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have died. I cried out, "I'm slipping," and your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side? Leaders who permit injustice by their laws? They attack the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is a mighty rock where I can hide.
Good and
I'm Dave Kersey, your host here on A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Larnell Harris and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra. Medley of songs, Were You There?, Jesus Paid It All, My Tribute to God Be the Glory, and winding up with Bless His Holy Name. Right now in the background with Larry Dalton at the National Philharmonic Orchestra of London, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord and No Other Name. Coming up later in our program today, we're going to be talking about dealing with worry. Do you ever worry about things in life? Some people worry about their jobs. Some people worry about their loved ones. We worry about the past. We worry about the future. Worry is essentially an assault on the character of God, since underlying most of the concern is the notice of somehow God will not come through for us. When we deliberately choose to trust God to take care of the circumstances that generate our anxiety and simply concentrate on taking care of the business the Lord sets before us each day, we can experience newfound contentment and stability. Now, there are numerous scriptures that speak directly to the problem of worry, and coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to be sharing a number of those verses. But we don't have to understand all the implications of worry. We just need to obey God and do our best to cease and desist. And when we do that, joy will be rediscovered and the pleasure of God will be ours to once again enjoy. Dealing with worry in our life, our devotional coming up later on our broadcast. I want to say thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. When you write to us and send a gift, you're part of our team, and I want to say thank you for that. And you can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. There are lots of things on that website, including the program today. We post the program every Sunday morning, and it's there for that whole week. So if you miss listening to Call to Worship on your local station, or maybe your local station doesn't carry the program, you can go to our website and worship with us right there on our Call to Worship site. There are other things on that website too, like the list of the programs. My playlist is posted, listing all the songs and the artists and the album information from which it comes. And we've also posted on our website the list of the stations that carry Call to Worship all over the country. You can check that out. And there are some other things there, too. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this song that's been playing in the background with Larry Dalton and the National Philharmonic Orchestra of London as we pick up the song entitled No Other Name. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our program today, I shared with you Psalm 94 from the New Living Translation. Verse 19 of that said, When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Today I want to talk briefly about dealing with worry. Mark Twain, the American novelist and humorist, said that he had worried about numerous terrible problems in his life, most of which never happened. Well, his remark may bring a grin to our faces, but beneath that smile is a stark reality. Worry is a debilitating state of mind that, if not dealt with, can erode our joy, peace, and healthy sense of God's presence. We worry about our jobs. We worry about our loved ones. We worry about the past, and we worry about the future. The perpetual worrier carves emotional channels through which rivers of deeper and stronger fears may eventually travel. Now, while there are numerous scriptures that speak directly to the problem of worry, I have found that the 37th Psalm particularly targets a strategy to combat the normal anxieties that beset us. I'd like to share a few verses from Psalm 37 from that same New Living Translation today. Psalm 37, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says this, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you." Worry is essentially an assault on the character of God, since underlying most of our concerns is the notion that somehow God will not come through for us. When we confront worry with the affirmations of God's goodness, mercy, and faithfulness, we can disarm the explosive nature of worry. When we deliberately choose to trust God to take care of the circumstances that generate our anxiety, and then simply concentrate on taking care of the business that the Lord sets before us each day, we can experience newfound contentment and stability. So verse 3 of Psalm 37 says this, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live in the land and prosper." And then verse 4 of that same 37th Psalm says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." It is virtually impossible to enjoy the pleasure of God's presence and worry at the same time. Often our anxieties compel us to focus on what is wrong rather than what is right. When we learn to take delight in the Lord, to focus our attention on Him through worship and prayer, we can reverse the effects of worry. The person who delights in the Lord places Christ at the center of his thoughts and actions and looks to the Lord to meet his deepest needs and desires. Delighting in the Lord is a steady gaze of the heart to the wonders of God's person. So the verse says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." And then verse 7 from Psalm 37, "Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for Him to act." Worry creates ripples of fear and uncertainty, keeping us agitated and uneasy. We must quiet our souls, sitting before the Lord for a time of listening to what God says. We must deliberately turn aside from the inner noise and din of anxiety and wait for His input and guidance. God has a way. God has a plan. And God has a purpose. And He will execute that for the person who waits quietly on Him to accomplish it. Don't allow worry to force your hand into some rash act. Wait on God's timing. Verse 7, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act." And then winding up with verse number 8, which says, "Stop your anger, turn from your rage, do not envy others, it only leads to harm." The Lord commands us to stop worrying because He knows it ultimately leads to evil. We don't have to understand all the implications of worry. We just need to obey God and do our best to cease and desist. "Okay, God, You have told me not to worry. But You know that I have a strong inclination to do so. But I choose today to trust and to obey You. Give me the grace and truth to turn away from my mind and place my confidence in You." Now, this is the kind of commitment that the Lord is looking for. And once you make it, and keep on making it, worry will diminish, and faith will rise and triumph. Joy will be rediscovered, and the pleasure of God will be yours once again to enjoy. And so let's recap those verses. "Trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for Him to act. And do not envy others. It will only lead to harm. And always remember, God will always come through for you." Lord, I come to You today, and I place my worries in Your capable hands. Oftentimes You find that I do worry, Lord, and I want to take control. But Lord, I know ultimately You are in control, and I need to place my complete trust in You, knowing that You will bring about what is right and true and best for me. Deep down, I know that you will come through for me, and I don't want to doubt your faithfulness. So help me to put my focus on you instead of on my problems, and change my worries into affirmations of your greatness and your goodness and your faithfulness to me.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see once again been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. been so faithful, faithful to me.
Oh, he is faithful and secure through time and eternity. Damaris Carbaugh singing for us today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and for your financial help with this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can also make a contribution on our website at www.calltoworship.us. And thank you so much for your contribution for this radio ministry each week. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, if you're the type of person that worries, well, we talked about it by dealing with worry, but I want to let you know that God is not finished what He started in our lives, and we can count on Him in our life. Have a great week, and see you again next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Winding up our time together now with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra and their song entitled, God is Gonna Finish Just What He Started. Bye-bye.